All right, let's take you down to the field where Corby has the wireless, and we would like to bring you the true flavor of practice. Cobra, do you copy?
I do. I have you. Do you have me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Well, this is a wonderfully special moment as I'm down here on the practice field. I see real live scrimmage going on right now.
Yes. We can talk about a game.
Looks to be a little 7-on-7 action, which is...
close to a game.
Yeah. About as
close
as you can
get. We ain't talking about the game.
And I would say this is the best day we've had so far, weather-wise.
Yes.
There's clouds. It's cool. You know,
right.
Just like back at home.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a girl here. I'm going to see if I can steal her away from Clarence Hill. Clarence, can I steal her?
No, but yes.
For one second?
Sure.
Just for one second.
Okay. There you go.
No. What's your name?
I'm Lena Washington.
Lena, what do you do?
I'm the sports director at KGET in Bakersfield, NBC affiliate.
Okay. All right. So you've been here for the entirety of camp?
No, we were here last Thursday. Then we proceeded our road trip down to Burbank for Pac-12 Media Day. Then we were in Chargers camp on Saturday. And now we're back doing some corporate stuff. Ooh,
so you is a player in this
sportsy.
Game.
I is a player.
Where'd you go to school?
Arizona State. Go Devils.
Okay. All right. And then how did you make your way up the food chain?
I literally ate the sports director who...
I don't believe you. You're a very attractive girl. There's no eating going on.
I just had my second meal of the day, which was a bagel sandwich, which was delicious. Just things worked out for me. Got the weekend sports gig, and then the sports director went back home to Denver, so then they promoted me.
Okay, where's Bakersfield?
Bakersfield is 2 hours north of Oxnard.
Ask her if she ever walked the streets of Bakersfield.
South of Fresno.
It's a good question, Mike.
So if I go up the PCH, is it off that, or is it off like the 101 or 101?
Off the
it bumps
99.
Up right against the Mojave
and the
Desert.
5.
You know what we're doing here? We're talking like the Californians.
Yes, Californians. Trey?
Ask her if she ever walked the streets.
Have you ever walked the streets of Bakersfield?
Yes, Buck and I are really great friends. So.
See, she
wow,
got it, Mike.
Buck's dead.
Mine got it. Yeah, I have. I actually performed at the Crystal Palace a couple weeks ago.
Wait a second.
Singer?
Boy, that is a leading statement.
Yes, it is.
What did you do? Did you read poetry?
Strip? Slam poetry. No, we were Stripper? Actually doing a media music jam to raise money for a local cancer foundation.
Oh, time wasters.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, we do that too. We have a little band back at our radio station, except we don't raise money for anyone. We just collect
we keep
it all.
Just
drink beer and get on the microphone.
Hey, what did she
Pretty
perform?
Much. What did you perform?
I did Tina Turner, Proud Mary, and then some Shaka
Do you own it?
Oh, yeah, I owned it, for sure.
And then you did Shaka Khan?
And then we did Shaka Khan.
Which Shaka Khan?
Sweet Thing. So Rufus,
ooh,
Shaka Khan.
All right.
You know, you're
my
everything.
So sing it, Corby. Say, whoa, sweet thing.
Yeah.
There's, can you hear it?
Don't you know you're my everything? Yes, you
Sounds
are.
Sounds good.
Solid. How old are you?
I'm 25.
You were just a pup, and I'm very impressed with your knowledge of music. And
she's a go-getter, too.
Thank you very much.
It's very impressive.
Well, they play the streets of Bakersfield after every athletic event in Kern County, so if I didn't know at least the lead-in to the song, then I would probably be shunned.
25 and a sports director, a singer. What's next?
Well, I'm working on juggling and plate spinning, so... Catch up with me next week, and maybe we'll have that down.
You have to have some form of friend that is a boy.
I have many male friends.
But not a boyfriend,
but
per se.
But is that special?
No.
Has love found her, Corbin?
Love has not touched you yet?
What? No. No.
Okay.
Are you skeptical about love?
So follow me on Twitter, LWashingtonKGET, and we'll have your people call my people.
Well, okay. And you know what? Say, what is it? L Washington what?
L. Washington, KGET, KGET.
Nice. You will be shocked at how many people probably are going to hit you up.
Why did I just do that?
Well, because. And you'll be some interesting young white people that are probably going to attack you now.
I'm an equal opportunity dater.
Are you? Do you prefer one or the other?
If you're nice and respectful and funny,
the white
you have
man.
A shot.
So white is right with you.
No. Not necessarily. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But black is
absolutely true.
Is it, you think it's true, Donovan?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what Donovan's saying on the other end either, so that also concerns me.
He
well,
thinks.
Tell her to call me and I'll tell her.
Donovan's going to be one of the guys that stalks you on Twitter.
Fabulous. I have like two stalkers, so.
Well, he thinks that you prefer the white man. I'm trying to dissuade that theory.
I'm not gonna.
Last boyfriend. Which one? What color?
He was Caucasian.
Bingo.
Yep. Donovan's always right about these things.
Donovan just, must know what's up.
He's like the love guru.
Tell I just followed her on Twitter, so I'm going to hit those DMs later.
He just followed you on Twitter. He wants you to follow him back, and he wants some really aggressive DMs.
Oh, God, just slide into the DMs?
That's right.
Aggressive.
Why not? We'll see how that goes.
Violent DMs.
Well, look, you've been a pleasure. I'm going to let you get back to your conversation with Clarence.
How about a quickie before
so
I go?
So rudely interrupt.
Have her plug
I'm
her
sorry,
Twitter.
Clarence. I'm sorry, man. I just if you're not as pretty as she is, or otherwise I talked to
well,
talk
Clarence
to you.
Is just creeping in person,
it's
huh?
Yeah.
Is he creeping on you?
To you guys? No, not at all. We were just shooting the breeze, but I've been listening to you guys from the media tent across the way. Sounds like a very entertaining show you got going on.
Thank you very much, sweetheart. Have fun out here, okay?
Thank you. You too.
What a good gal.
Until she Whoops. Did that.
Man, that is some squared away chick. Right there.
Boy, good looking.
Is.
Good looking.
Go get her at 25.
Yeah, she's good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. She's incredibly attractive.
All right, play the other one.
Play the other one.
And she's, for those wondering, yes, she is a sister. Hence why we're asking her all those questions.
Mm-hmm.
About white people. About white people. I hope that I satisfied. Okay, so that was over by the practice end of things. We're wandering back in the
we're
other direction.
We're talking about practice, man.
You know, I feel that we hit such a home run with her that our next one is going to be a letdown. So I'm trying to be incredibly discerning as I pick the next victim. And here she is. Hi, madam. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Madam.
Doing good. What brings you here?
My husband's on the team.
Your husband's on the team. Home run. Hit a home run. What's his name?
Jasper Brinkley.
Jasper Brinkley. Cool. How long y'all
never
been married?
Never heard of him.
A couple months now. Just about 3 months.
You just got married. A newlywed.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Where'd you meet him?
On Twitter, actually.
Whoa.
Shut the front door.
Randomly on Twitter one day.
So did he reach out to you or did you reach out to him?
Of course.
Well, you're a lot prettier than him.
Yeah, smarter, too.
Where are you from?
Richmond, Virginia. Originally.
Where's Jasper from?
Thompson, Georgia.
Damn. So where did you... So you reach out on Twitter... And then where was the initial meeting place?
Where'd you hook up?
He came to visit me. I lived in Florida, and he came to visit me for Easter weekend.
That is an incredible story.
Did you give it up?
It's pretty good. We've been inseparable since.
Had you ever met anyone else on Twitter that way?
No, definitely not. We had mutual friends, and so he kind of saw me tweeting one of his friends, and he asked her about me and found out that I wasn't like a crazy person and kind of went from there.
That is awesome. You got any kids?
One on the way.
Whoa, from him?
Yes.
We'll see if I just got you pregnant.
Not today.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. I think it's great. Are you happy? Was that the way it was planned?
Hey, are you pregnant
it definitely
or just
wasn't
fat,
planned, but know. I mean, you can't really make your own life plans, so.
No, you can't. So that's your first one?
Yeah, and I'm really excited.
Is it, you know what the sex is?
A boy.
You got yourself a boy. You know what? You'll be happy with that. Girls are a pain in the ass.
Does she prefer the white man?
I really wanted a little girl with... bows in her hair, and now I have like a little linebacker inside of me.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what's going to happen when that girl grows up? And you probably had these squabbles with your mom.
Of course.
When you're like 13 and things start changing.
But I appreciate them now.
Did she just say she has a linebacker inside of her?
A little
one.
She did.
Yes. I'm the mama's boy, so.
She did before she was pregnant, too.
Yeah, she did.
Were your
mom, the first time.
Were your parents happy with this, this hookup?
Oh, completely. They love him to death. And
Jasper, good
I miss
people.
You, Donovan.
Yeah, he's a Southern country boy
you.
With mansions, and he's funny, and he's really smart. So.
All right,
how old is he?
30.
30. Just turned 30 in July.
All right, tell her 18 years.
How old are you?
33.
33. Oh, that's a good age. It's a good age. Good age difference.
He's got
so
one
you,
career
you
sack,
the younger
Corby.
Man?
Not until him. Generally, I dated in my same age bracket, maybe a touch above, but, you know, he kind of won me over.
33 and 30 are close enough.
Yeah.
Now, is he a shoo-in to make this squad here?
Of course.
Is he?
No,
I don't
not.
Know.
Yes.
He's got one career sack as a linebacker.
Okay. And then are you guys, you live in Dallas now?
Yeah, we live out in Louisville already.
Okay. And are you think you may have to make the move up to Frisco whenever they move the team up there, if he stays with the team?
Nah, because we're right in the middle of the two. So when we drive to the new facility, it only takes us about 15 minutes. So we're kind of in a good location for everything.
Are you digging Louisville? Like being from Texas or whatever? Is this a shock to you?
Not Yeah, it's a really nice place. I like Dallas as a whole, but Lewisville's like a small community. I kind of have everything that I need, and the people are friendly. Everybody that I've met from Dallas is super nice. So.
Wow.
How many wives are here for training camp?
How many wives are out here for training camp? Are there many, or are you the only one that you know of so far?
No, there's some up here in the tent right there, and just kind of in the back, kind of floating around. So a good bit. We like to come out and support our guys because we know this is a tough time for them, and being away from their home base, their families and everything, especially being out here in Oxnard.
Trust me, they're loving it.
Than any other team.
Let me tell you something. You're getting out of Texas because it's hotter than hell.
It is.
And you're pregnant.
Yeah, so this is a welcome here because this breeze is nice. I actually have on a jacket and I feel nice, so it's good.
Wait, so how far along are you?
Halfway, 20 weeks.
Dude, you look amazing. You really do.
I'm an athlete myself, so I,
what do you do?
I run track professionally.
What? Do you really?
I do.
Like, what do you run?
The 100-meter hurdles.
Wow, man. You guys are going to have, like, a Heisman kid.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to see if we can make, like, a superhuman kid.
I want a baby with you.
I don't know if Jasper would agree.
Don't tell him.
I don't know. It's kind of, like, on tape now.
Yeah, it kind of is. We kind of spoiled the privacy of it all. So have you? Are you Olympic-bound, or were you in the Olympics at a younger age?
Well, I was in this past Olympics, 2012.
Were you really? How'd you do?
Got the bronze medal.
Good for you. We are talking to a freaking Olympic medalist here. Okay, what's your full name?
Kelly Wells.
Kelly Wells. This is fascinating. Damn. And so are you done now, done running, now that you got the kid?
No.
You're going to keep going. Is 33 typically an age, though, when the track athlete, they go up to 34, 35, 36?
I don't really go by age because I feel like that's just kind of like
just a number, Corby.
Oh, you know what? I should have known you were in the Olympics because her jacket says United States Olympic Team with a big American flag on it.
It does.
She has
sweetheart.
Abs.
This was many fun moments talking to you.
Oh yeah, it was a pleasure. Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, you bet. Have fun here. Yeah. Good luck with that baby.
Yeah, thank you.
There she goes.
What a nice lady.
Olympic champion we just got. Boy, this may have been as far as squared away girls, have we ever met two?
No. Not out there.
They were like this.
Look at Kelly Wells.
I don't like squared away girls.
Dude, let me tell you something. Jasper did pretty damn good for himself.
Yes, he did.
Whoops, we're breaking up here.
Let's see.
Uh-oh.
An Olympic hurdler.
All right.
All right, well, cool.
Good job.